Thank you, Daniel. Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. The weather is expected to be nice today, and that has some officials at the National Weather Service and the Coast Guard a bit concerned. That's because sneaker waves are predicted along North Coast beaches on Christmas Day, and sneaker waves are dangerous and can catch a beach visitor off guard and pull them into the ocean. Strong currents and cold water are deadly at this time of year, and sneaker waves happen without notice. There can be 20 to 30 minutes of small, normal waves rolling onto the beach, followed by a much larger and stronger sneaker wave. Don't turn your back on the ocean. Choose your beach carefully because steep beaches amplify the effects of sneaker waves. Do not go into the water after your dog. The dogs almost always manage to get themselves out of the water to safety, but humans fare much worse. Stay away from rocks and jetties and stay much further back from the water's edge than you normally would. For the second time in the past week, an earthquake of more than 4.0 on the Richter scale rattled the north coast after a 4.3 struck on Tuesday morning at 2:30 west of Ferndale. On the 17th, the north coast was rumbled by a 4.3 quake that was north-northwest of Ferndale. The north coast also shook from a 4.9 quake in October, the three largest quakes this year. Yesterday morning's quake was noticed by far fewer residents, however, because of the time it struck, and there were no reports of damage associated with the Tembler. A reminder that Red Cross volunteers have responded to more than 30 local residential fires in the past few weeks in communities across the county, including Rio Dell, Arcata, Eureka, Hoopa, and Willow Creek. Volunteers have provided basic necessities to those impacted by the fires, and Red Cross resources are feeling the strain, according to Director Barbara Caldwell. If you are able, you are asked to donate to the Red Cross, which provides emergency services every day of the year. Contact your local Red Cross chapter for more information. The year 2014 is bringing changes to existing traffic laws in the state of California, and one of the biggest changes is the 3 Feet for Safety Act, a law that gives cyclists more breathing room on roadways. CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey describes the change.
Basically what it says is that if you're traveling the same direction as a bicycle, you have to leave a minimum of 3 feet between you and the bicycle. If you're not able to do that, you can slow down and pass safely.
Harvey added that legislators initially did not include the aspect of the law requiring motorists to slow down, which would have been problematic, particularly in rural areas.
You know, we have a ton of rural roadways and a lot of roads that bicyclists like to, you know, that are great for bicyclists, but, you know, along with that, they're very narrow. And, you know, if we only had that 3 feet, it would not work.
Governor Brown signed a 3 Feet for Safety Act into law in late September. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Humboldt Live, along with Decade of Difference, are working with our local youth to enhance their leadership skills. Hi, this is Dennis Rael with Humboldt Live, and we are currently recruiting local community leaders in the businesses, trades, public sector, and education system to speak and to mentor our local middle and high school students. For more information, contact Jim Ritter at 839-5114. Make a difference for our youth and our community.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's Christmas Day, and children all over the world woke up this morning with anticipation of what Santa Claus had brought them overnight. If you're a child under the age of 8 in my family, you most assuredly received a phone call on Christmas Eve from Elvis Elfington, who was checking in on little girls and boys and updating them on Santa's trek. And no, I will not reveal Elvis Elfington's true identity. Nice try. Santa Claus is based on a real person, however, St. Nicholas of Smyrna, a man born in Turkey in the 4th century. While best identified as a jolly, gift-bringing denizen of the North Pole, St. Nicholas is claimed by a lot of folks. He's the patron saint of banking, pawnbrokers, pirates, butchers, sailors, thieves, orphans, royalty, and of all places, the patron saint of New York City. The Norse god Odin is also considered a precursor to Santa Claus, and he gave out gifts to children while riding his steed Sleipnir. Oliver Cromwell, whose name is still held in the blackest of black letters in Ireland and Wales, forbade the singing of Christmas carols during his bloody reign from 1649 to 1660. Following Cromwell's demise, wassailing was once again allowed in the land. The first printed reference to a Christmas tree is believed to have been made in Germany in 1531, although the Yule log has a deep tradition among the Norsemen. In 1962, the United States Post Office issued the first Christmas-themed postage stamp, and it remains disputed as to who was the first president to put up a Christmas tree in the White House, Franklin Pierce in 1856 or Benjamin Harrison in 1889. Merry Christmas to all.